I don't need you to tell me I'm pretty to make me feel beautiful.
Ah, yes, indeed. Absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous, so to speak. Each and every one of you out there. My guest right now is someone that knows a lot about beauty, knows a lot about the power of holding the consciousness of beauty in more than just what we know from the ego, in the embeddedness of our DNA, in our souls, in our lives, and what it means to have a powerful message and move beyond all of our limitations. I'm talking about Carol Hayward Bobrowskis, right? Did I get that? Yep. Bobrowskis. Mm-hmm. And I have been waiting for this show for months. I received a copy of her book in the mail, and I went through it, and I have more questions about the life from this book, about her journey, about how we can take our lives to the next level. And so it is really my honor to introduce you to someone that is absolutely clear about her mission. The book is Passionate Pinky. You heard me mention a number of different times. But what caught my attention is the conversation about the evolutionary experiment. And so, Carol, thank you for joining the show today. I don't want to waste another minute. Mm-hmm. I want to get to the conversation about what you've created and where did this come from?
Well, I am the evolutionary experiment. So it came from a very intimate and very personal experience with evolution.
I know. I totally get that because I do crust busting and I tell everybody, yeah, I am the crust.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been in a slumbering phase of evolution for many thousands of years. Part of how evolution works. Evolution goes in cycles, just like everything else. So there is a slumbering phase and then an awakening progressive phase. And in 1987, during an event that became known as the Harmonic Convergence, my pineal gland, that's also known as the third eye, was zapped by energies that came through the dawning of August 16th, 1987. And that energy sliced through me like a flaming sword, mm-hmm. and opened my pineal gland. And I had DNA that was triggered by this energy to start the awakening of my third eye. And from that point on, my life has been very colorful, very rich, lots of personal experience with information coming through, lots of interaction with beings in the next realm, lots of interaction with guides that have become an inner family, and most of all, this beautiful knowledge and the beauty itself that just permeates everything and is so much a part of who we are that during the slumbering phase, we just forgot that connection was put to sleep, and now with this wake-up call, these new energies are coming in, and this is a very good thing. It's a shake-up because there's a whole new source of energy coming in. It's much brighter and lighter and more vibrant, so our systems have to adapt to these new energies, and that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years is opening, adapting to, and changing in some very fundamental ways, having to all the way from physical to the circuitry that is opening up in me that is allowing this information to come through, allows me to see and experience the beauty, and then gives me this wonderful joy and pleasure in sharing what I see because it is such good news, such positive information about where we're going.
Now, when you say about sharing, there are a number of different ways that you are sharing everything that you're discovering. And I want our listeners to know this. We also have a couple of copies of the book to give away, and I'll announce that in a minute. But you are out in the world, a lot of places. And that is the most difficult part of this for a lot of people, to actually have this information and then make a conscious decision, I've got to get myself out there.
Right.
Tell our listeners where, you know, I know you're doing talks. I know you're doing video. I know you're doing a lot of different things.
Right.
Tell me what is calling you to get out there and how people can find out more.
what's calling me to get out there is this sense of this is a bigger, that there is a bigger picture than most people realize, that there are more beautiful resources that are open to us that we've been unaware of. And because of this dark phase of evolution, there has been this total wandering in the dark, and only using our minds to determine what we have to work with. The fabulous thing that's happening is there is so much more being revealed to us of what we have to work with. The energies, the guides, the ascended masters, all of which are so available and are so happy to work with us and to help us know what we have to work with as we break free of our limitations. So getting out there with this news has been really fun because there's so many people that are getting glimmers and are waking up and wanting to know more. So I'm getting out there, like with this show, I'm getting out there doing talks at bookstores, talks for the Questers organization, very different kinds of, I'm at the Academy of Spirit in Linwood. I've got some online courses there. I do a class once a month, the first Monday of every month at the Academy of Spirit. I do a week-long workshop in Jalapa, Mexico, which is an absolutely wonderful experience, not only for me, but everybody, the small group that comes with me. And so it's the doors are opening.
The doors are opening. I want to make sure everybody has the website, and it is PassionatePinky.com, PassionatePinky.com. We're going to give away copies of the book. I want to switch a little bit to talk about the book.
Okay.
Passionate Pinky, when you hear that, well, first of all, let me just have you explain the beautiful cover to this book. Let me just say, non-traditional book, because this is really a non-traditional conversation.
Exactly.
And so the book grabs your attention in many, many ways. But right out of the gate, Passionate Pinky, a beautiful picture, heart-shaped, and there is on the cover a handmade touch, and I want you to share that with our listeners.
Yes. The Handmade Touch is actually, it's a collaboration between a very good friend of mine, Tina Albrecht, and a very good graphic artist, Kim Tybersky, and myself. The Heart of Hearts cover was, to me, represents the stories in there. That is, it's the many, many, many hearts among the big, enclosed in the big heart, that makes a whole big picture. Then the Passionate Pinky printing was basically a personalized hand-done font by Tina. And then because I was able to find a very affordable off-seas printer, we did a lot of glitter. We did that Passionate Pinky in the glitter, which is what that energy is. It's bright, it's shiny, it is just a beautiful, grabbing sort of beauty that the pink glitter really was able to bring out, that energy that I wanted to convey.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was struck by is the level of detail that you describe the journey.
Yes.
There are a lot of books that I pick up, and I get a lot of books, and, you know, people share their stories. This is really a journey.
Yes.
I mean, there are a couple of, more than a couple, but there are a couple of places in the book where, you know, I had to stop and go back to read over and over and over again. I think there was a section, I think I'm at it right now, where you're talking about the shifting and the opening and the expansiveness and having that to, and that having to do with the Mother Earth and the connection to the Mother Earth and
yes.
the Mother Earth injury,
right.
Energy. And then you also talk about the Christ light and the
yes.
Christ consciousness.
Right.
And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that. I mean, folks, let me just tell you, I'm giving you like one or two sentences from this book, and a couple of you are going to receive a copy of it. But this is a conversation that's more about a journey where you actually get to live, feel, and breathe. I mean, I felt like I was there with you on some of this.
Right.
But
tell us
about your expansiveness, especially around Christ consciousness.
Yes, the Christ consciousness is it's beyond words in the description of the beauty and the love that is personally and intimately felt when we, through self-love, invite our Christ self into our lives. And that is what Passionate Pinky is. Passionate Pinky is my Christ self. We each have in our deepest heart chamber our own Christ self. This is not something that's without. It is within. And we each have access to it through self-love. And with my experience, with this opening that came through, with this expansiveness that allowed me to open to self-love, it then engaged my Christ self. And that relationship is my perfect mate. We each have our perfect mate that is within us, that has been programmed from a place of total unlimitedness, from total love. We were able to specify what would be our most perfect mate that would love us in the way that we want to be loved. And this is unique to each individual. When my passionate pinky came through to me, it was this incredibly beautiful, pink, shining, twinkling light that pulses and spirals. And in further investigation of this incredible, beautiful energy that interacts with me and loves me in the most intimate and personal ways, it was described to me how this Christ light, the Mother Earth energy's pulse, the Father energy's spiral, the Christ light pulses and spirals. So it is indeed our connection to the Mother energies and the Father energies. Just as in traditional Christian religion, that Christ is the Savior. Well, in this case, it isn't that we are lowly sinful beings that need to be saved. It is simply that the Christ light that is within us is the bridge between our physical Mother Earth energies and the Father cosmic energies that allows us to merge all of them into our lives and allows that energy, that beautiful relationship with Mother Earth. Oh my God. It's just, she has the capacity to love each one of us. We are each one of her creations, and she knows each one of us. And so even if something has happened and we don't have a physical mother anymore, Mother Earth can take on that relationship with us and interact with us in that beautiful, nurturing way that gives us that sense of being loved.
Well, we're going to talk. I'm hoping you out there, can you feel the love right now? We're going to take a short break, and here's what I would love for you to do. We're going to give away two copies of the book, 1-800-930-2819. All you have to do is tell Carol the title of the book, 1-800-930-2819. Fabulous book. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Carol Haywood Bobrowskis. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by PassionatePinky.com, the website. We'll be right back.
How would your life be different if you had the guidance of a psychic, intuitive, medium, or energy healer? How exciting would it be to discover your own inherent spiritual gifts of intuition and wisdom? Find out when you tune in to Sage, Spirit, Angels, and Guides Entertainment, Fridays at noon on KKNW 1150 AM and streaming live at sageradioshow.com. Call in and speak with the sages and receive guided insight for your life. Don't just imagine the possibilities, live them.
Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One the Movie and find your answers.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, tomorrow's coming your way. When? Right now. Right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. PassionatePinky.com. Let me just tell you, we can talk about what our commitment is. But the bottom line, it's more than a conversation. It's about action. And Carol is joining us today because not only is this a book that she's put together, but there is an aspect of sales for this book I want you to tell our listeners about. You're donating a large portion of the proceeds.
Yes, I feel that it is so important to give back what we get, and so 33% of the profits from this book are donated to various charities that are in pursuit of peace and love. Right now, my favorite charity is the Tibetan Nun Fund, and they are a wonderful giving group that really is helping the Buddhists in Tibet find homes, find homes for children that have been separated from their parents, a beautiful charity, and several others that I give to the ones that speak to my heart that are moving forward in this loving aspect of giving.
Well, and this is just one conversation that Carol and I are going to have because we've scheduled an entire series to get into the evolutionary experiment, as it is so called. But more importantly, to say that this is not just something that you, Carol, or that Dr. Pat, me, that I can do. This is really for every single person listening to this show.
Absolutely. These times of this major transition are so freeing up new energies that are coming in that are totally available to everybody. The energies that are available to us can break through all of the limitations that we've been programmed with in a way that can lead us to our heart's desires, just immediately, that we can manifest the beauty, the light, the love, our true heart's desires with the energies that are coming through in a way that has not been available to us before. And these things are happening now. I know a lot of people are kind of waiting for 2012, but my information is this, and my observations are, because I can see these energies and I'm watching evolution in motion.
I know.
The shifts are happening rapid fire.
Why is it we got into, I'm sorry to take you off on this,
oh,
but you
fine.
Just hit a little nerve for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it we got into this waiting for, 2012. I mean, I don't. What is the way?
This is now. That's the ego mind that wants to predict everything. It wants to be in charge of handling when things are going to happen, because then we'll be ready. Let me tell you, according to my information, this actually could be 2012, because there were 5 years when the calendar was stalled. In the times of Caesar, if there was not a Caesar on the throne, the calendar did not progress. And there were 5 years that the calendar did not progress during that time. So in actuality, this is 2012. And I think it's kind of funny that there's all these people out there going, oh, yeah, it's 2012 is going to be the big day and all this, and trying to figure out.
Well, every day is the big day.
Yes,
if
exactly.
You don't hold in your life that every day is the big day, you're going to be looking over your shoulder, living in the world
exactly.
of regrets.
Exactly, exactly. And this is it. I mean, the energies are here now. It is. We don't have to wait for anything. It is an inner event. That's the beauty of this thing. Yes, there are Earth changes going on, yeah. because Earth is taking in more energy and she's expanding, and she has to wake up from being slumbering for 5,000 years. And so she's got more energy running through her circuitry and opening up. And so there's earthquakes and weather changes and all this stuff that's happening. But that's not the focus. Mm-hmm. The focus is that we are reconnecting to Source. We have been in this out-breath that has taken us as far away from Source as we can get. We have now, the orientation has shifted, so we are being pulled back. We're in the in-breath of the cycle. And this is happening now. The new energies are coming in now. The old, I'm watching this melting away of old structure. There's a lot of heat in the electromagnetic field that is actually melting these old structures that have been erected while we were wandering in the dark and has trapped energy into these rigid structures. Well, I'm watching it. It's coming down.
I can feel it personally.
Yes.
I mean, I think that, you know, what we're seeing is so many people plugging in. You know, for a book in a movie coming out called The Secret, that most people that we call preaching to the choir has not bought. But many of the people that have never heard about it, to plug in at the multitude of levels and to be interested in finding out more, because that's what that's about, it's got to symbolize that this is now.
This is the change. This is the change. Exactly. And that people are waking up to it. They're seeing that there's a bigger picture. They're seeing that we are connected and that there is much more common ground among people than there is differences. We've been programmed to buy into this whole thing about, oh, people on the other side of the world are different than us, and so we can go okay, we can be okay with dropping a bomb on them, and they're so removed. But people know now that we are one, and they are waking up to that whole aspect of we are part of this, and that we can do something about this, that we can change things, that we can open up and move forward in a way that we have these resources that make each individual as powerful as the next. And together, when we combine our energies along with the new divine resources that are coming through, this is what's changing things.
Exactly.
You know? And it's not waiting around for some event that's going to say, okay, now it's all better. You know? But it's that we are pulling together and knowing what we have to work with and bringing in that power in a way that is busting through the previous limitations, allowing us to see things with illuminated with more light, so we can see the bigger picture. We can feel the love of the beings who are right here with us in this next dimension, who are part of our lives, and when we open that door, can walk with us in a way that gives us that power of love, so that we know it, that we feel it, that it's we are it.
Exactly. As we close down this segment of the show and let people know that this is the first of many conversations you and I are going to have. And as I said before, this is a call to action, but it's a call to action, not out for other people out there. It's a call to action to go within and discover what your personal evolutionary experiment is. Am I off on this?
That is exactly what my message is, that we need to turn within. And it is a fabulous adventure of love and beauty and light that is ready to meet us as soon as we make that turn within.
Absolutely. Let's give out your website. And I want to just say to everyone that a large portion of the proceeds of this are going to be donated. And we've said that before. But what you don't know is that even though we started out the show saying that we'd give away two copies, Carol has actually given out copies to the people that had called in. And I think that's what's going on. I want to thank you so much. Let's give out that website again. Lots of information on Passionate Pinky. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
It has been my pleasure. I love getting this word out because it is such a positive and fun and light message.
And to find out more about your video and your teaching, we can send people to academyofspirit.com?
Yes, absolutely. That's a wonderful new resource for getting spiritual messages out to the world.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Passionate Pinky, we're all over it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, Seattle.